Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Elkanah Ostern. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel, Le'ili Nishmas, Menachem Meir ben Naftali, and Esther Bas David.
Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis on the bottom says, Abaye Omar, Beshoishi Mesachachin, Beshvatzri Loi Mesachachin, Maitaime, Kivon the sorry reichayu, shoviklhu venofik. Says Abaye that Chachomim asserted to be mesakech the sukkah with schach that has a bad smell, because Chachomim were afraid that the person would leave the sukkah. Another chiddush tells us Abaye Omar behizmi mesachachinon, behigi loy mesachachinon. Maitaime, kivon the natri tarfayu, shoviklo venofik. Says Abaye that Chachomim also assured to be mesakech the sukkah with schach that the leaves fall down from it, because Chachomim were afraid that the person would leave the sukkah. The Rambam in Perek Hei Milchoy Sukkah Halacha Aleph paskins like Abaye, and the Rambam writes that it's osur to be mesakech the sukkah with schach that has a bad smell, or with schach that the leaves fall down from it. In Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes, and I quote, Avol im ovar vesikech bedover hanoivel venoisher, oi bedover sherei choyra ksheiro. Says the Rambam that this halacha is only lechatchile, but b'dieved, the sukkah is kosher. The same thing we find in the Rosh and Simen Chof Hei, that the Rosh paskins like Abaye, and the Rosh makes a distinction between lechatchile and dieved. But in the Rif, and the Ran and the Ritva, we see that they're choylik on the Rambam and the Rosh, and they do not make any distinction between lechatchil and dieved. So we see from that that they hold that even b'dieved the sukkah is possible. Lehalocha, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tof Reish Chof Tes Sif Yudaled paskins like the Rambam and the Rosh, and the Shulchan Aruch makes a distinction between lechatchil and dieved, that the whole Iser to be mesakech with a schach that has a bad smell, or with schach that the leaves fall down from it, is only a din lechatchile, but b'dieved the sukkah is kosher. The Mogen Avrom in Simen Tov Reish Chof Tes Sifkot Yudalid brings the Loshna Rambam, and I'll quote again the Loshna Rambam. Avol im ovar vesikech bedover hanoivel venoisher oi bedover sherei choyra ksheiro. Says the Mogen Avrom that from the Loshna Rambam we see that the distinction between lechatchila and dieved is referring to the actual sikuch of the schach, which means that once the person was mesakech the sukkah with schach that has a bad smell, that's already a situation of dieved, and then it's mutter to be mekayim in such a sukkah lechatchila mitzvas yeshiva sukkah. Says the Machtzis HaShekel on the Mogen Avrom that L'choyro, from the Loshon HaRosh, we see not like the Rambam. And I quote the Loshon HaRosh, B'chol hani lechatchile loi, avol yotzo yedei choyvosoi im sikech bohen. Says the Rosh, that schach that has a bad smell, or schach that the leaves fall down from it, lechatchile is posul l'sikuch. Avol yotzo yedei choyvosoi im sikech bohen. The Loshon of the Rosh Yotzei Dei Choyvosoi, says the Machtzis HaShekel, is mashma that the B'dieved is referring to the actual Kiyum Mitzvahs Yeshiva Sukkah, which means that even if you already mesakech the Sukkah with such schach, still the Chatchile it's osur to mekayem in such a Sukkah the Mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. But B'dieved, if you already mekayem the Mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah, for example, Leil Yom Tov, we have a mitzvah essay to eat the seuda, to eat seudas pas in the sukkah. If you already were mekayim the mitzvah achilas pas in the sukkah, b'dieved you do not have to look for another sukkah. But lechatchila, which means if you did not mekayim yet the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, even though you already were mesakech the sukkah with this chach, still you're mechuyev lechatchila to find a different sukkah. So if so, says the Machtzis HaShekel, that lechoyro, we have a machloikis between the Rambam and the Rosh, what's the gedder of lechatchile and what's the gedder of dieved? But says the Machtzah Shekel, that from the end of the Rosh, we see that there's no machloikis, because the Rosh says, V'kein kosav harambam zal, which means that the Rosh says that what he says and the Rambam is one shita. So we see that there's no machloikis. Says the Machtzah Shekel, we must say that either Loshen HaRambam is lavdavke, or the Loshen HaRosh is lavdavke. The Mishneh Brura in Simen Tov Reish Chof Tes paskins like Lealocho, like the way it's mashma from the Rambam, that the L'chatchile is referring to the Sikuch, and therefore once he was mesakech the Sukkah with Schach that has a bad smell, the Sukkah is now kosher L'chatchile to be mekayim in it mitzvas yeshivas Sukkah. Another Chiddush we find in the Ran and the Ritva here in the Sugya. The Ran and the Ritva say that just like Chachomim assured to be mesakech the Sukkah with Schach that has a bad smell, the same thing applies legabi the tfanois, that if the tfanois have a bad smell, also Chachomim assured to make a sukkah with tfanois that have a bad smell, because Chachomim were afraid that the person would leave the sukkah. But in the Rambam and the Rosh, in the Shulchan Aruch, L'chayra we see not like that, that they don't mention any word legabi the tfanois, only legabi the schach. We see from that the Rambam and the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch hold that this Isser is only a din in the Schach and not a din in the Tfanois. Asks the Oruch Laner, why Be'emes Chachomim din Asser to make Tfanois from something that has a bad smell? Why is the Tfanois different than the Schach? Says the Oruch Laner a very interesting teretz. And he says that the Tfanois, even if they have a bad smell, it doesn't necessarily mean that the person would leave the sukkah. Why? Because he could get out of the problem by making another mechitza, covering the tfanis with another mechitza. By that, he'll prevent the smell from coming into the sukkah. Therefore, since he has a way to get out of the problem, then he won't leave the sukkah. On the other hand, legabi the schach, there's no way to get out of the problem, because if he'll put a mechitza under the schach, he'll passel the sukkah. Therefore, says the Oruch Laner, Chachomim were goizer only legabi the schach, and not legabi the tfanis. But l'anius daiti, this teretz is a little bit difficult to understand, because we know that the shear of sukkah, the smallest shear of sukkah, is zayin al zayin. 7 tfochim by 7 tfochim. So according to the Oruch Laner, what will be if a person makes a sukkah, zayin by zayin, with tfanis that have a bad smell? And he made it exactly, on the millimeter, exactly, zayin by zayin. So here, he has no eitzet to cover the tfanis with another mechitza, because if he'll do so, he'll passel the sukkah. The sukkah won't be zayin al zayin. It will be less than zayin al zayin. So in such a case, should be that the sukkah should be posel. If he makes the tfanois with something that has a bad smell, and the sukkah is exactly zayin al zayin, then the sukkah should be posel, because lechatchila, al kolponim lechatchila, it should be osur to make such a sukkah, because we're afraid that he'll leave the sukkah, since he has no way to fix the sukkah that the smell should not come in. Therefore, the teretz of the Oruch Laner is a little bit difficult. I saw B'siyata D'Shmaya in a sefer called Emek Sukkos from the Goyen Reb Moshe Bezalel. He lived over 100 years ago. He wrote many Choshev Esforim. One famous sefer is called Meleches Choshev on Tmura. Another sefer is called Tiras HaKnois on Soito, and many other Esforim. So I saw in this sefer Emek Sukkos that he asks also the same kasha, why Chachamim were not goizer this gzeira also the inyan legabe de tfanois? And he answers that the Gemara says, Abaye says, Bishvatzri loy mesachachinon, loy mesachachin. Shvatzri, from Rashi we see, Rashi brings two explanations. According to both explanations, it's referring to weeds, that a person should not be mesakech with certain weeds which have a bad smell. Says the Emek Sukkos that to be mesakech with weeds is something that's milse de shchicha. It's something which is common. But to make tfanois from weeds is something which is not common. Therefore, we have the famous concept, we say the famous concept, that milse de loy shchiche loy gozru rabon. Since to make tfanois from weeds is a milse de loy shchiche, is something which is rare, therefore chachomim were not goyzer. On the other hand, legabe de schach, since it is the derech to mesakech with weeds, therefore their chachomim were goyzer, and chachomim said that it's osur to be mesakech de sukkah with weeds that have a bad smell.
The Gemara says, "V'omar Rav Chisde, Omar Avina Bar Shelo, Hani Mirise de Agmo, Odom Yoitze Bohen Yedei Choyvosoi bePesach." Asks the Gemara, "Meisvei, Eizoiv, V'lei Eizav Yovon, V'lei Eizav Kuchli, V'lei Eizav Midbori, V'lei Eizav Roimi, V'lei Eizoiv Shieshloi Sheim Levai." Says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, he does not understand the kasha of the Gemara. There's a big difference between Eizoiv and Morer. Eizoiv, that the Torah says to use an Eizoiv for the mitzvah of Parah Adumo, the Torah is referring to a plant which the literal name of the plant is called Eizoiv. Therefore, if we have any other Eizoiv, Eizoiv Yovon, or any other Eizoiv which has a Shem Levi, that's not the Eizoiv that the Torah is referring to. The Torah is referring to an Eizoiv which is called only Eizoiv. On the other hand, Moroir, when the Torah says, Al Matzois Umroirim Yoichlu, says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, Meroirim is not referring to a vegetable which is called Moroir. The Torah is referring to a vegetable which is bitter, which means that the Torah is referring to the taste of the vegetable and not to the name of the vegetable. Brings Rabbi Kiva Eiger a raya from the Mishnah in Psochim, the Flametes Omud Aleph. The Mishnah says, and I quote, Ve'ilu yirokois she'odom yoitze bohen yedei choyvosoi bepesach, bechazeres, betamche, uvecharcharvine, uveulshin, uvemorer. Says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, the first four vegetables which the Mishnah mentions are not called morer, and in spite of that, we could be mekayim with them the mitzvah of achilas mor. We see from that when the Torah says al matzis umroirim yichlu, meroirim is not referring to a vegetable which is called morer, just the pasuk is referring to a vegetable which is bitter. If so, says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, mirisa de agmo, even though it has a shem levai, that's not a reason why we cannot be mekayim with it the mitzvah of morer, because it's included in the meroirim, since it's a bitter vegetable. That's the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eiger. The Rashash in Ar Sugya brings the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eiger, and the Rashash sends us to the Mogen Avraham, Simen Tof Ayin Gimel, Sifkotn Tesvov. There the Mogen Avraham brings in the name of the Tashbetz, that the Tashbetz says that if a person does not have one of the five vegetables which are mentioned in the Mishnah and Psochim, he could be yoitze the mitzvah of Moroir with any bitter vegetable. Says on that the Mogen Avraham, that from Ar Sugya we see, not like the Tashbetz, from the Kasha of the Gemara, from Eizoiv to Merisa de Agme, we see that you could only be yoitze the mitzvah of Moroir with a vegetable which is called Moroir. Says the Mogen Avraham, that even though we see in the Mishnah in Psochim that the first four vegetables which are mentioned in the Mishnah are not called Moroir, says the Mogen Avraham, we must say that Kimlu lechazal, Chachomim knew that Bizman Matan Torah, all of the five vegetables which are mentioned in Psochim were all called Moroir. Just later on, the names were changed. So we have here a soidistik machloikis between Rabbi Kiva Eiger and the Mogen Avraham. What is the meaning of the pasuk al matzois umroirim yoichlu? According to Rabbi Kiva Eiger, meroirim is referring to a bitter vegetable, not to the name of the vegetable, just to the taste of the vegetable. And therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva Eiger, you could be yoitze the mitzvah of moroir with any bitter vegetable. On the other hand, according to the Mogen Avraham, the meaning of meroirim is referring to a vegetable which is called moroir. Therefore, any vegetable which is not called Moroir, you cannot be yoitze with it the mitzvah of Moroir. We find in the Poiskim another interesting machloikis. The first vegetable that's mentioned in the Mishnah in Psochim is Chazeres. What's Chazeres?
We find in the Mishneh Berurah, in Simen Tov Ayin Gimel, Sif Kotlan Lamedalet, that the Mishneh Berurah brings in the name of the Chok Yankiv and the Chacham Tzvi, that Chazeres Hainu Salatin. Chazeres is Salatin. What is Salatin? The Salatim is, in Hebrew, Chasa, and in English, Salatim means lettuce. Even though lettuce are not bitter, so the question is, how are we yoytze today the mitzvah of more with lettuce? Most of the lettuce today are not bitter. The answer is, we find in the Graz, in Simen Tof Ein Gimel, Seif Lamed, and in the Chaye Odom, Klal Kuf Lamed, Seif Gimel, that they both say you could be yoytze the mitzvah of morer with lettuce, even though the lettuce are not bitter. Why? Says the Graz, because lettuce, the reason why they're not bitter is because we pick them off the ground when they're still young. If we would let them stay in the ground a long time until they become old, they would become very bitter. Therefore, the lettuce are called morer al shem soifoy, because if we would leave it in the ground, it would become bitter. So therefore, since the lettuce are called morer, says the Graz, we could be mekayim with them the mitzvah of achilas morer, even though they're not bitter. On the other hand, we find in the Chazon Ish, in the end of Simen Kuf Chof Dalet, that the Chazon Ish is choylek, and the Chazon Ish brings rayas, that we could only be yoytzi with lettuce, only if the lettuce are bitter. If they're not bitter, we cannot be mekayim with it the mitzvah of morer. And therefore, the Talmidim of the Chazon Ish and all the people who follow the Psokim of the Chazon Ish are makpid to use lettuce only if the lettuce are bitter. If they're not bitter, so they use what we call today chrein. La'anius daiti, this shaila, if you could be yoytze the mitzvah of morer with lettuce that are not bitter, la'anius daiti, that's another nafkemine between Rabbi Kiveger and the Mogen Avraham. According to Rabbi Kiveger, that the meaning of the pasuk meroirim is not referring to the name of the vegetable, just it's referring to the taste of the vegetable, which means that the Torah tells us that the vegetable must be bitter. If so, lettuce, if they're not bitter, we cannot be yoytze with them the mitzvah of achilas morer. On the other hand, according to the Mogen Avraham, since the meaning of the posuk meroirim is not referring to the taste of the vegetable, it's referring to the name of the vegetable, therefore, since lettuce are called morer al shem soifon, since they will eventually become bitter if we would leave them in the ground, so they're called morer. Therefore, since they're called morer, we could be mekayim with it the mitzvah of morer, in spite of the fact that the lettuce are not bitter. So we have now two big nafkeminis between the shita of Rabbi Kiveger and the shita of the Mogen Avraham. One nafkemina is, can we be yoytze the mitzvah of morer with any vegetable which is bitter, which is not one of the five vegetables which are mentioned in the Mishnah Psochim? Another nafkemine, can we be yoytze the mitzvah of morer with lettuce that are not bitter?
The Gemara says, Rabbi Yoisi Oimer, mitzvas eizoiv, shloisho giv oilin, v'shiorov shnaim, v'gardumov kolshehu. The Gemara says that there's a special halacha by eizoiv, which is called gardumei eizoiv. Gardumei eizoiv means that if after we used once the eizoiv for the azoye of pora aduma, and then the eizoiv broke, it's still kosher as long as we have a kolshu of the eizoiv left. It's kosher for the future to be mekayim with the mitzvah of azoye of pora aduma. We find in the Tosis Yom Tov, in Masechta Poro, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishneh Tes, that he brings from the Rash, that the Rash is Medayek, that if we see that Gardum of Kol Shehu, from that we see that for the first time that we use the Eizoiv must have a Shiur. Says the Rash, he doesn't know what's the Shiur for the first time of Eizoiv. How big must the Eizoiv be for the first time that we use it? The Tosis Yom Tov says that we find in the Rambam, in the Pirusha Mishnayis, in the Goyim, Mishneh Gimel, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishneh Gimel, that the Rambam writes, Legabe Tairas Metzoiro, that the shiur of the Eizoiv that's used for the Tairas Metzoiro, the shiur is Tefach. Says the Tosis Yom Tov that l'choira, the same thing applies l'gabe the ezoiv of poraduma, that the shear would be a tefach. Asks the Tosis Yom Tov, why doesn't the Rambam write in Hilchos poraduma that the shear of the ezoiv is tefach? Says Rabbi Kiveger on the Mishnayos, he does not understand what's the kasha of the Tosis Yom Tov. We find mefurish in the Rambam, in Hilchos Poro, Perek Gimel Alocha Beis, that the Rambam writes legabe ezoiv of Pora Adumo, and I quote, the Rambam says, ve ezoiv ein pochois mitefach. Mefurish a Rambam legabe Hilchos Pora Adumo, that the Rambam writes that the ezoiv must be not less than a tefach. The Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishneh in Poro, and also the Oruch Laner in Nido, Daf, Chovov, Omudalev, Dibura, Maschil, Ezoiv, they both bring the Kashe of Rabbi Kiveger, and they both say that the Kashe is not so strong. Why? Because the Rambam that Rabbi Kiveger quotes, and I quote again, Ve'ezoiv ein pochis mitefach, the Rambam there is not speaking l'gabi the Ezoiv that the Torah says to use it for the mitzvahs hazoe of the Pora Adumo. The Rambam there is speaking legabe another din of Ezoiv that we find in the mitzvah of Pora Adumo. As we find in Parshas Chukas, the beginning of Parshas Chukas, Posuk Vov, the Posuk says, V'lokach ha-koyein eitz erez ve'ezoiv u'shnisoy loas, v'hishlech el toich sreifas ha-poro. We see in the Torah that there's another mitzvah that we do with the Ezoiv, and that is the Ezoiv that we put in the fire that burns the Poro Adumo. There the Rambam writes that the Ezoiv that we put in the Sreifas HaPoro must be at least a Tefach. But legabi the Ezoiv that we use for the mitzvahs HaZoe, there it does not say mefurish in the Rambam that the shear is Tefach. Therefore comes the Oruch HaNer and says a tremendous chiddush. The Oruch HaNer says that the shiur of the ezoiv legabe hazoe, it must be an ezoiv which is completely whole. The shiur is not tefach. A tefach is not enough. The shiur is a whole ezoiv kederach gdilosoi. And if it was niktam roishoi, if the ezoiv, the head of the ezoiv broke off, it was niktam roishoi, the ezoiv will be possible for the hazoe for the first time. Therefore comes out that we have a tremendous machloikis between the Tosis Yom Tov and Rabbi Kiveger on one hand, that they both hold that the shiur ezoiv for the azoe is tefach. On the other hand, the Oruch HaNer holds that the shiur is for the first time, it must be an ezoiv, a whole ezoiv kederach gedilosoi. And if it would be niktam roishoi, it would be possible even though it's bigger than a tefach. We learned in the Gemara that there's a special halacha by Ezoiv which is called Gardume Ezoiv. We find in the Torah another place that we have such a halacha which is called Gardumin, and that is by Tzitzis. As we see in the Gemara in Menachos, Taflamet Hayomud Beis, that the Gemara there says that also by Tzitzis there's a halacha of Gardumin, which means that after a person tied the Tzitzis to the Beged, the strings of the tzitzis tore off, still the tzitzis is kosher for mitzvahs tzitzis. Why? Because it's called gardume tzitzis. In Shuvas Chsam Sofer, Yeridea Simen Reish Nun Vov, the Chsam Sofer was asked a very interesting question. How come this halacha of gardumin we find only by Ezoiv and tzitzis? Why don't we say the same halacha of gardumin by other mitzvahs in the Torah? For example, by shofar and by lulav. We know that the shear of a shofar is a tefach. So why don't we say that on Rosh Hashanah, after a person blew the shofar once, if the shofar broke and is now less than a tefach, the shofar should be kosher mitzad halacha of gardumin? And the same thing should apply legabi lulav. If after a person was mekayim the first time mitzvahs netilas lulav,
and the lulav became now less than 4 tfachim, the lulav should be kosher mitzad halacha of gardumim. Answers the Chasam Sofer and says that from tzitzis there's no kasha. Why? There's a big difference between tzitzis and shofar and lulav. Tzitzis, the Torah says, that there must be an asiyah, which means an asiyah lishma. When a person ties the tzitzis onto the beged, he's making a cheftza of a tzitzis. He makes it lishma, l'shei mitzvahs tzitzis. He's making a beged which is called a cheftza of mitzvahs tzitzis. Therefore, we say that if afterwards the strings of the tzitzis tore off, it still has a cheftza of a mitzvah. It still has a shame of a cheftza of the mitzvah. On the other hand, by shofar and lulav, after a person was mekayim the first time the mitzvah of shofar and lulav, still there's no difference in the cheftza of the shofar and the lulav. Therefore, there we don't say the halacha of gardumin. But says the Chasam Sofer, that from Ezoiv the kasha remains, because Ezoiv is similar to shofar and lulav. Ezoiv, there's no din asiya in Ezoiv. There's halacha to do the hazoe with the Ezoiv. So just like by Ezoiv, we find that there's halacha of gardumin, the same thing should apply legabe, shofar, and lulav. Says the Chasam Sofer, we must say bedoichak that the difference between Ezoiv and lulav and shofar is that Ezoiv is a halacha, is a mitzvah behilchois taire. And we find kules by hilchois taire. For example, we find in Shulchan Aruch or Achaim, Simen Kuf Samech, that there's a halacha of netile b'shiyurei taire, which means that if two people want to wash their hands for a moitzi, for netilas yodaim, with a revius water, we know there's a difference between a revius water and less than a revius water. So these two people have only one revius, and they both want to wash their hands with one revius. Says the Shulchan Aruch that even though the person whose hands are below do not get wet from a revius, in spite of that, it's considered as if he washed his hands with a revius, since the beginning of the netila was done with a revius. We considered both hands of both people, as if they washed their hands with a revius. That is a similar halacha to the halacha that we find by Ezoiv, which is called Gardumi Ezoiv. So we see, says the Chasam Sofer, we have a special kula by taire, but by shofar and lulav, we have no kula, and therefore we do not say the halacha of gardumin by shofar and lulav. Another teretz to the kasha of the Chasam Sofer, we find in the Goes Radal in Menoches Daflamet Hei Omud Beis. Before I say the teretz of the Goes Radal, I would like to say a small introduction. We find in the Gemara in Menoches, Daf Lamed Tes, that the tzitzis must have a shiur before we tie the tzitzis to the beged. What is the shiur? So we find in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Tzitzis, Simen Yud Aleph Siv Dalet, that the Shulchan Aruch brings us two shittes, what's the shiur of the tzitzis before we tie them to the beged. The first shita is that the tzitzis must be at least dalet gudlin, 4 gudlin. The second shita is that the tzitzis must be at least yud beis gudlin, 12 gudlin. The shiur gudol is 1 inch. Comes the Agoyes Radal and brings an Imuki Yosef in Hilchos Tfilin that says that the reason why tzitzis must have a shiur before we tie the tzitzis to the beged is based upon the halacha of ze keli van veyu. And therefore, since it's based upon the halacha of ze keli van veyu, says the Nimuk Yosef, therefore, if after the person tied the tzitzis to the beged, the tzitzis tore off, we say the halacha of gardumin, and therefore the tzitzis remain kosher. Those are the words of the Nimuk Yosef. Says the Agoyes Radal, that we see from the Nimuk Yosef
that the reason why tzitzis must have a shiur is because of the concept of zekei levan vehu. And we find in Tosfos, in the beginning of Perek Lulav HaGozel, that Tosfos says that usually the concept of zekei levan vehu is a din derabanan. If so, says the Agos Radal, we see from the Nimuki Yosef that the shiur of tzitzis is only a din derabanan. But midoy raise, the tzitzis is kosher even bekol shul. The same thing we could say, says the Agos Radal, legabe ezoiv, that the reason why we need that the ezoiv should have a shiur for the first time that we do the azoe is only a din derabanan mitzad halacha of zekei levan vehu. But midoy raise, in the chanami, even the first time that we use the ezoiv, we could use the ezoiv even though it's kol shul. If so, we have a simple teretz to the kasha. The kasha was, why do we find the concept of gardumin only legabe ezoiv and tzitzis? Why don't we say the concept of gardumim also legabe shofar and lulav? The answer is, says the Radal, that the concept of gardumim we say only when the shiur is derabonon. But when the shiur is deraise, we could not say the concept of gardumin. Therefore, since ezoiv and tzitzis, the shiur is midrabonon, like we see from the Nimuki Yosef, that's why by tzitzis and ezoiv we say the concept of gardumin. On the other hand, shofar and lulav, since the shiur is deraise, a tefach by shofar and dalet fochim by lulav, we could not say the concept of gardumin. This big chiddush that we just learned, that the shiur of tzitzis is only midrabonon, we already find in the Levush. The Biur Halacha in Hilchos Tzitzis, Simen Yud Aleph Siv Daled, brings in the name of the Levush, and I quote the Lashon of the Biur Halacha. Ayin b'Levush shekosav de minatoyro ein shiur la'orech ha-tzitzis, rak shiyeh bo yigdil, ve'onof, rak shechazal nostu lonu shiur mishum noi tzitzis lemar be'arba ulemar be'yud beis. So we see in the Biur Halacha that it brings la'alocha the shita of the Levush, that midiraise the tzitzis akosher be'kol shu. And I saw also in the Prima Godim in Simen Yud Aleph mish betzois zov sifkot n'gimel, that also says be'pshitus that the shiur of tzitzis is only midrabonon, and the midiraise yoyotze bekol shehu. From the lashon of the Biur Halacha that we brought before, it seems that the Biur Halacha did not find any poisek which is choylek on the levush, and therefore it seems that the Biur Halacha takes on la halacha like the levush, that the shiur is only midrabonon. But lanius daiti, we find two of the Gdoile Apoiskim, the Gdoile Achroinim, who hold that the shiur of tzitzis is deraisa. And they are the Chsam Sofer that we mentioned before, and the Or Sameach. The Chsam Sofer, who asks the Kashe, what's the difference between ezoiv and tzitzis on the one hand, that we say gardumin, and by shofar and lulav we do not say gardumin, and the Chsam Sofer does not answer like the Teretz of the Agos Radal, that the distinction between tzitzis and ezoiv is that tzitzis and ezoiv are, the shiur is only derabonon. We see from there that it was poshut to the Chsam Sofer that the shiur of tzitzis and ezoiv are doiraise, just like the shiur of lulav and shofar. The same thing we see in the Or Sameach, in Perek Zayin Milchois Lulav Halacha Ches. The Or Sameach brings the kashe of the Chsam Sofer, and the Or Sameach says a third teretz. We see from that that the Or Sameach did not want to answer like the Agos Radal, because it was poshut to him that also tzitzis and ezoiv, the shiur is the iraisa. Therefore, the Biur Halacha, who takes on like the levush and does not bring any poisek that's choylek, is tzorech iun la halacha. I saw in a sefer called Minchas Pitim from the Goen Reb Meir Arik Zecher Tzadik Levrocho in Orachaim Simen Yud Aleph that he brings a raya from the Yerushalmi against the Levush. The Yerushalmi says in Sanhedrin Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Dalet that if a Zokin Mamre says that the shiur of tzitzis is Gimel Gudlin instead of Dalet Gudlin, he has a din of a Zokin Mamre and his Chayiv Mise. We see from the Yerushalmi that the shiur of Dalet Gudlin by tzitzis is a din deiraisa, because if it would be a din drabonon, it's not shayach to say the Alocha of Zokin Mamre. Therefore, we have a mefurish raya in the Yerushalmi that the shiur of tzitzis is deiraisa, not like the levush. The Gemara says, Omar Ab Abe Omar Shmuel, Yerokois Sheomru Chachomim, Odom Yoitzei Bohen Yedei Choyvosei BePesach, Mevines Atumo, Vein Choytzin Bifnei Atumo, Upoislin Besuko Mishum Avir. The Gemara here says two big chidushim, which Chachomim were mesaken, Legabe the Yerokos, that are kosher for mitzvahs moror on Pesach. One chidush, Chachomim were mesaken, that these Yerokos are not choytzets bifnei atumo. Another chiddush, Chachomim were mesaken, that these Yerokos are posul sikuch kedin avir. They have the aloch of avir, which passels by three tfochim. We see from the Gemara that midoy raise these Yerokos are choytzets bifnei atumo. Says Rashi that we must say that these Yerokos are not roi l'achilas odom, because if they're considered roi l'achilas odom and they have a shem oichel, if so, they're mekabel tumo. And we know the rule is that anything that's mekabel tumo is not choytzets bifnei atumo, even midoy raise. But Tosfos in Dibur HaMatchil Yerokos brings the Rashi that we just mentioned, and he says that we see in the Gemara and Psochim Daf Lametes Omud Beis Mefurish that these Yerokos are called Maichal Odom and they have a Shem Oichel, because the Gemara there says that we could be Mechalel Mois Meiser Sheni on these Yerokos that are kosher for Mitzvahs Mor. So if we see Mefurish in the Gemara and Psochim that these Yerokos have a Shem Oichel and they're considered roi l'achila sodom. If so, says Tosfos, how come we see in our Gemara that midoyraise the choytzets bifnei atumo? Answers Tosfos that we must say that our Gemara is speaking that these Yerokos were not muchshar lekabel tumo. When do we say that Yerokos that are roi l'achila sodom midoyraise are not choytzets bifnei atumo? That's only if the Yerokos are mukhshar lekabel tumah. But if they're not mukhshar lekabel tumah, they never got wet, then midoyraise, they're choytzets bifnei atumah, even though they have a shem oichel and they're roi l'achilas odom. According to the Tosfos comes out that also legabe the schach, the Gemara here is speaking that these Yerokos were not mukhshar lekabel tumah. The question is, what's the din midoy raise? Yerokos that were not mukhshar lekabel tumo, are they posel midoy raise lesikuch, or midoy raise the kosher lesikuch, since they're not mekabel tumo, and they're only posel midoy rabbonon? So we find in the Korban HaSandal, here in our sugya on the Rosh, Ois Zayin, that the Korban HaSandal says that Yerokos that were not mukhshar lekabel tumo are posul l'sikuch midoy raise. And the same thing I saw in the Primogodim, in Simen Tov Reish Chof Tes, Mishpetzois Zov Sivkot Yud Beis, that also takes on Mepshitus, that the Yerokos that are not mukhshar lekabel tumo are posul l'sikuch midoy raise. So according to the Korban HaSandal and the Primogodim comes out that even though all Yerokos which are not mukhshar lekabel tumo apostle the sikuch midiraise, but their posul only kedin schach posul, which passels in be'arbat fochim. But the Yerokos that are kosher le mitzvahs moroir came chachomim and were machmer even more, that since if they dry, they will fall off the sukkah, therefore said Chachomim that they have a din of avir, which passels by three tfochim. That's the shita of the Korban Esanel and the Primogodim. On the other hand, in the Rashash here in our sugya, he brings the Korban Esanel that we just mentioned, and he's choylik on the Korban Esanel, and he says that yerokois that were not mukhshar lekabel tumo are kosher lesikuch midoy raisa. And the same thing laniyus daiti is meduktok in the Oruch Laner, dibra matchil berashi. Now, according to the Rashash and the Oruch Laner, comes out that the pshat in the Gemara is that even though midirabonon, all yerokois, are posul sikuch only midirabonon, and why? Because rabonon were machmir that since they're close to the mekabel tumo, if they will be mukhshar, therefore even if they're not mukhshar, came chachomim and said that they're posul lesikuch midirabonon, but that psul is like schach posul, which passels only barbot fochim. But these yerokis that we could be yoitzi with them, the mitzvah of moror, came chachomim and were machmir even more, since chachomim were afraid that if they'll dry off, they will fall. Therefore, chachomim gave them a din of avir, which passels by three tfochim. So it comes out that we have here a tremendous machloikis between the Korban Esanel and the Prima Godim on one hand, that they hold that yerokis, which are not mukhshar lekabel tumo midei raise apostol sikuch. On the other hand, we have the Rashash and the Oruch Laner, who hold that midei raise, their kosher lesikuch, only midei rabbonon, their posul. I saw b'siyata d'shmaya in the Tosis read in our sugya, that he says mefurish like the Korban Esanel and the Prima Godim. And I quote the lashon of the Tosis read. V'chol ha'oichlin psulin lesikuch, ve'af al pi sha'dayin loy hukhshiru, the psoiles goyren v'yekev omer achmone, v'loy goyren v'yekev atzmon, v'af al pi sheloy hukhshiru. We see mefurish in the Tosis read that he says that since the mocker, that dover that's mekabel tuma is posel sikuch, we learn out from the posuk of goyren v'yekev, the Torah says min goyren echo umi yikvecho, and Chachomim learn out that since it says mi gornecho and mi yikvecho, that the psoiles of the goyren and yekev are kosher lesikuch, but the goyren itself and the yekev itself are posul lesikuch. If so, says the Tosis read, we see that oichel is posul midiraisa lesikuch, and there's no distinction if it's mukhshar lekabel tume or not mukhshar lekabel tume. The only thing that's kosher lesikuch midiraisa is psoiles. So it comes out that the Tosis read also holds like the Korban Esanel and the Prima Godim and the Prima Godim that we have mentioned. The Gemara says, Soichei te'einim uvohen te'einim, parchilin uvohen anovin, kashin uvohen shiboilim, machbodois uvohen tmorim, kulon im psoiles merube aloichlin, ksheiro. Vim lav psulo. The Gemara brings a braise, and the braise says in the name of Chachomim that if the majority of the schach is oichel, then the schach is posul. But if the majority of the schach is psoiles and not oichel, then the schach is kosher. Tosfos here in Dibura Matchil im psoiles, Tosfos asks on the Gemara, how come, if the majority of the schach is oichel, the sukkah is posul? We find an interesting Gemara in Chulin, in Daf, Kuf Chof Tes Amud Aleph, that the Gemara there says, and I quote, Bayis shesichachoy bezroim, tiharoy, mishum debatlino. The Gemara there says that if someone has zroim, seeds, which are tomei, and he uses them to be mesakech his house, not the sukkah, his house for the whole year. So the Gemara says that the zroim become toher since they're tofel to the bais, they lose the shame oichel, and therefore they're not tomei anymore. If so, asks Tosfos, also by sukkis we should say the same thing. If someone was mesakech with schach that the majority is oichel, since now the oichel is tofel to the sukkah, then it should lose its shame oichel, and it should be kosher l'sikuch because it's not mekabel tumah anymore. Tosfos says a few tirutzim. We'll mention Tosfos' second teretz, and I quote the lashon of Tosfos: Inami beinen deloy mekabli tumah b'shas sikuch mishum tase veloy mino asui. Answers Tosfos that einoch anami, after the yorokos, after the oichlin were put on the schach, they lose the shame oichel, and they're not mekabel tum anymore. But when the person is engaged in the sikuch, the actual putting the oichel on the schach, then the oichel is still mekabel tum. Therefore comes out that we have a psul of tase velo min osui, since bizman sikuch the oichel was mekabel tumah and it's posul sikuch. Comes out that afterwards, even though it loses its shame oichel and it's not mekabel tumah anymore, it's still posul mitzad the psul of tase veloy mino osui. We find in Shut Chelkas Yoyov or Achaim Simin Chov Zayin that he asks on Tosfos an interesting kasha. The Gemara LeKamon here in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph says that if someone stole Eitzim and he was mesakech with them, then the Sukkah is kosher. Explains Rashi, and I quote, "Dekaninu b'shinui ma'ise v'shinui Hashem." Since the gazlan was koine the schach b'shinui ma'ise and shinui Hashem, therefore it belongs to him, so the Sukkah is kosher. Asks the Chelkas Yoyov, why is the sukkah kosher? This person, this gazlan, when he was engaged in putting on the schach upon the sukkah, the schach was not yet his. Only after he finished putting the schach upon the sukkah, then he was koine the schach b'shinui Hashem and b'shinui Maise. So if so, says the Chelkas Yoyov, the sukkah should be posul mitzad da aloch of tase v'loy min osui. I saw in the shiurim of Moron HaRavel Yashiv Zecha Tzadik Livrocho that he brings this tshuva of the Chelkas Yoyov and he answers the kasha and he says, if it wasn't for the fact that the gazlan is koine the schach b'shinui maise and shinui Hashem, then the sukkah would be posul. Why would the sukkah be pasul? So, loy mi baye, if the psul is mitzad mitzvah bo ba'avere, so we know that the psul of mitzvah bo ba'avere is not a psul in the cheftze of the schach. The psul is on the gavre. Therefore, since the psul is on the gavre, so it's not shayach to say a psul tase veloy mino osui when the psul is on the gavre and not on the cheftze. And even if we'll say that the psul of schach gozul is mitzad da'alocha of lochem, says Rav Yashiv, that it cannot be that klapi the bailim, the sukkah would be kosher, and it would not be posul al tase velo mino osui, and klapi the gazlin, the sukkah would be posul al tase velo mino osui. That cannot be. And therefore, we must say that even if the psul is al tzlochem, because of lochem, it's also only a psul on the gavre, and not a psul in the cheftz of the sukkah. Therefore, it's not shayach to say here, the psul of tase veloy mino osui.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.